Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome in to Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Excellent throw and catch, just gets inside, uses his big body. No answer for number 87.
And former NFL linebacker Joe Mays.
Mays missed him first. And in typical North Dakota State toughness, Mays got up and stayed with it and got Newton from behind.
Hello. Check this out.
Players Only, presented by U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom, Kansas City, all the surrounding areas, everybody, even the bandwagoners.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, and we are back for our second to last version of Players Only. Players Only brought to you each and every week during the football season. This is our third season, right, Joe?
Yes, it is.
Third season is brought to you this year by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. We got the magic in the building. We got the magic in the studio. We are amped up, excited, and hopefully everybody in the Chiefs Kingdom is just winding down. They are counting the hours until our Chiefs have an opportunity to run it back. And while we are here in Players Only, for all of those listening, we are here each and every week during the football season, just two, maybe three guys sometimes when someone decides to show up. We are here chopping it up about the Chiefs, things that are going on the field, off the field, maybe even some special interest stories that are going around sports. And my partner in crime, Joe Mays, eight-year veteran linebacker. And
he taking
Sean
notes.
Barber.
Yeah.
Sean Barber trying to write notes. Look like he's playing tic-tac-toe with himself. What's going on, Barbershop?
Man, really smart man. My coach, Jim Reed, back from University of Richmond, told me whenever I walk into a meeting or anything, I always carry a pizza, paper, pencil with
pizza.
You.
Pizza? Pizza paper?
A piece of paper. A piece of paper.
Hey.
I got a little East Coast in me. I got a little run-on sentence. I do my thing. But
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I ain't got to change for nobody. A piece of paper and a pen. Take notes. Pay attention. Like that's the basement. That's the ground floor. Like always.
That's what it is.
I was trying to show you some respect. I'm taking notes. I'm doing.
Oh yeah, I appreciate it. You know, hey,
it's not coming off the cuff.
There you go. And you rocking the Len Dawson jersey.
Throwback Thursday.
I like it. I like the look. And I am Danan Hughes, former wide receiver with the Chiefs. For all those that listen to us each and every week, hopefully you've been praying for me all season because I'm stuck in this room with two defensive guys.
AKA Diva Danan.
Hey, somebody's got to do work, and I guess I'm the one that's been selected. So
hashtag Diva Dana.
Hashtag Dananopolis.
Dananopolis. Yeah, we're going to put out our names and reputations on the line later in the show to see who can prognosticate the best. You like that word, Joe, didn't you?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's that Iowa education. As I'm watching my Hawkeyes about to beat up on the Buckeyes in basketball right now, but we got to stick to sports, and we got a big game coming up. We got to talk Chiefs Buccaneers this entire show. We got one final pre-Super Bowl show to talk about the Buccaneers versus the Chiefs in Tampa for a Super Bowl double nickel. Super Bowl 55 is just coming upon us. And for anybody that wants to participate on our Jay Southland Tow Service text line or the Comfort Systems Heating and Cooling Hotline, 913-576-7610, 913-576-7610. We've been getting a lot of activity over the last 3-4 weeks, whether it's the phones or the text lines, and we've tried our best to get to each and every one of them. I think we'll have a better opportunity and better time getting to everyone this evening because all we got is Chiefs Bucks. We don't have to talk about who they just beat because they didn't beat anybody. We don't have to talk about who's coming up because the only one in focus is the Bucks.
It is. It is. You know what? Let me get it started out with the text line. 816, pizza paper. Yeah, he said pizza paper. Barbershop was great on the drive, so I'm ready for players only. Hey, Barbershop always good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
He's always on point. Yeah, I can definitely appreciate that.
I do got a quick question for Dana because people have been sending me this on social media. They say, hey, man, Barbershop,
what's your social media handle?
Sean Barber 59, I think. I don't know. At Sean Barber 59.
You think?
Find me, dog. Just come find me, dog.
Just juggle me.
Yeah.
Google.
Find Sean Barber somehow, some way. Hey, Dana, they want to know, okay, when you arrive in Tampa Bay, how much do you expect to pay for a bushel of corn? That's what they wanted to know.
Why? Because I'm a Hawkeye?
No, they said when you get to Tampa Bay, you're going to call play by play. You're going to have it on. When you get to Tampa Bay, how much do you expect to pay for a bushel of corn? You don't know?
No.
About a Buccaneer. Hey, man, what my kids told me that. Y'all like that.
This will be the second to last show. Sean Barber will be a part of the Players Only.
Text line, bring me back. Tell him that joke was fire.
Let's see. Nothing yet.
Well, guys, what you guys, let's kind of go around the table. I want to take each quarter and talk about a different aspect of a different phase of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, instead of it just being, let's talk offense versus their defense, let's talk their offense versus our defense, let's talk about specific position groups, aspects, whether run game, pass game, etc., that we will face against the Buccaneers, and whether it's pros and cons, where we win, where we lose, where we need to be concerned about. I know a lot of fans out there in the Chiefs Kingdom have some concerns. Anytime you get to this big of a game, you do have some concerns, no matter how much you have confidence in the players. And we definitely want to hear about those concerns. We got the phone lines open. We got a few people calling already.
Yep.
But, Joe, let's start with the offense because that's always the best side of the field. What aspect of the offense – and I'm thinking from the running backs, we'll work forward. Running backs to the Buccaneers linebackers.
I was gonna start with Mahomes, but I guess that's way too easy. When you choose Mahomes against anybody, it's Mahomes all day.
Yep.
All right, but you know our running backs against their linebackers. Now I will tell you this: their linebackers is probably they're probably the best players on the field. They have two great linebackers that can run sideline to sideline. They make all the calls. They make sure that they have that defense under control. They make sure everyone is on the same page. And they got a young guy, 45. That guy runs all over the field, makes all kind of tackles. And he is certainly Devin White. He's certainly a Pro Bowl player. And then Levante David, I think this year he's finally starting to get some notoriety. But ever since he's been in the league, he has – really lit it up. He just haven't had, a great team, which is why you don't hear about him as much. But I will say this. When it comes to them playing against our running backs, I think they might be the best set of linebackers that can cover because they have the speed. They have the vision. They know how to play running backs in and out. And they like I said before, they have the speed to catch them and run them down when it comes to them, catching footballs out of the backfield. So I would – it's a tough one because I certainly don't want to downplay them two guys because they do a fantastic job, but then again I don't want to make it seem like our running back are some slouches either.
No,
so I think head to head battle it might be even. I believe that that's giving credit to both sides. You know, definitely giving credit to our running backs because I believe we do have a good staple, and also giving credit to those two Pro Bowl guys they have over there.
I mean, I'll keep it simple. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
You just renamed that man before the Super Bowl. His first Super Bowl ever. You gonna change his name?
CEH. as I was saying earlier on, I was amazed to see how healthy that young man was. And I'm just talking about pregame of the Bills game. When I saw him going through his drills and doing his cuts and all his work, and it was like, man, he was iffy, but he was activated that game. And I was like, oh, this, like watching him go through his work, he's ready. Mm-hmm. And then even, you know, he only had like 6 or 7 carries or whatever, a few carries that game. But even those carries, I saw the explosion. I saw the burst. And so thinking with 2 weeks off, I believe he's going to be back to full strength.
Yep.
And I think our offense is a completely different beast with that guy behind Pat Mahomes. And the intentionality you have to pay to that running game with him back there. I think, obviously, Darrell Williams, like he's a bull, right? Yep. He's a bully back there. He hits the hole, hits it hard. He'll give you a few more, you know, get you a few more yards, push the pile. But Clyde-Helaire is special. Like he gets in and out those holes,
yeah.
And he can game break. And he has great hands catching the ball out the backfield. So I think that's a whole different amount of attention you got to pay to the offense when that young man is back there carrying the ball.
You know what? In regards to the running backs versus the linebackers, we're getting some activity on the text line and the phone line. We'll definitely get to Joe, Jamaican Ken, and Rev fairly soon. But just on my piece in regards to that matchup, because we believe our Chiefs team is great, because we believe our Chiefs team is better than everyone they face, not that it matters whether they win by 3 points or 20 points, they are the better team, doesn't mean that we believe, or I'm speaking for myself, doesn't mean that I believe that every specific position group is better than every other position group that they face.
Right.
In this situation, I will give the nod to the linebacking core of the Buccaneers.
Uh-oh.
Now, this must be a holiday. If I'm leaning on the defense for anything,
right.
Especially with y'all two in here, especially at the linebacker position.
I don't want to qualify what you're saying. Are you saying that they're going to have, like, some tackles for loss? They're going to stop our running game? Like, what is – when you give them the nod as far as linebackers, like, what are they going to do? Like, can you expand upon that? Like, what exactly do
I was about to.
Do? I'm waiting for it.
Well,
I'm
like, you
checked the box.
I know you are anxious
when you checked
now.
The box, I was like – Joe, I was like,
You know, I was thinking the same
thing. You was all anxious. It's Super Bowl week. We ain't playing. Just really, cool your heels. Yeah,
we got nothing but time. I'm gonna let him go ahead.
All we got is air and opportunity in this room.
And 20 minutes. That's all we got for him to go ahead and tell his full spiel.
So, all right, I'm gonna make it concise then, all right? The linebacking core of a 3-4 defense that the Bucs employ is, to me, a superior group than our running back core. And part of the reason is Devin White, Levante David, Shaq Barrett, and Jason Pierre-Paul are the linebackers. Now, you may not associate Barrett and Pierre-Paul as the linebackers because they are like rush ends in a four-down lineman scheme. So, Devin White has been one of the leading tackle-for-loss guys in the NFL in his career. They have three different all-pro or Pro Bowl linebackers on their linebacking core. And what Barbershop was talking about, although very correct in regards to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or in his words, Clyde-Helaire Edwards, he saying that this rookie is really good. We all know that. But he is still a rookie. And to me, in this situation, when you have the number one rush defense and those kind of stars on that side of the field, That would tell me, or that pushes me towards this part of the defense being better than that part of the offense. Was that clear enough, Barbershop?
So JPP and Shaq Barrett, you putting them in a linebacker room?
They are outside linebackers.
No, let's not talk about Pro Football Focus or any little.
I didn't know. You ain't never gonna hear me say about no Pro Football.
No, when we talking linebackers, you talking to two linebackers. You talking about JPP and Shane Barrett are in the same room with us?
Shaq Barrett,
Shane Barrett, whatever. they teaching us run fits, zone drop, like in with the linebackers. But you got two linebackers here. We talking linebacker play.
But check this out. The original question that I originated said linebackers versus running back.
And then you let Joe.
Are they tagged as linebackers or not?
Oh, there we go about the tags.
I mean,
where they tagged that.
Yes, they are.
All right.
But that is in a base 3-4 scheme, which you're probably going to see one or two times a game.
Didn't I say that, though? Didn't I say that they were base 3-4, but they play their rush ends but are listed as linebackers? I qualified all that. If you wasn't playing tic-tac-toe with yourself over there, like, you would have heard me say all that.
It sounds like when you talk about the Chiefs running back versus the LBs for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're not really thinking about including sacks by JPP, sacks by Shaq Barrett. Like, I don't know if that was something that, as linebackers, we really equate. I thought we're talking about run fits, getting run underneath fits, stuff, yeah, being able to cover them in the flats, making sure screen routes and draws, we pick them up. Like, we thinking it from a linebacker. If you're talking about this pass rushing off the edge, then that's a whole – I mean, I'm just saying
I say pass rush? Did I say anything about the pass?
Then where is JPP? What else is JPP and Shaq Barrett going to do for you?
They're going to rush the pass.
They're not going to make no tackles? Are you saying they're not going to make no tackles in the run game? They're not going to lead with their inside shoulder or keep their outside shoulder open, take away the edge. They're not going to do that. They're just going to pin their ears back and go after Patrick Mahomes all day.
If they're trying to win.
90% of the
game. If they're trying to win,
that's – but if we run the ball 20 times, 15 times in the game, you trying to say they ain't going to be a factor in that?
We can do an over under on like 5 tackles between the two of them. You want to go with that?
We're gonna get to that in the fourth quarter. Okay. We're gonna get to some inside bets
both
and everything.
Insignificant.
I'm taking some mental notes on some of the chicanery that y'all are putting out here right now.
Well, is that from Iowa too? That's
yes,
Iowa
it is.
Education.
That is the Hawkeye man. Education.
You got me and Joe in the room. We talking linebackers.
You got me all stirred
talking
up now. You got
talking
me
linebackers. Linebackers and he bringing
I'm
up pass
I'm all
rushes.
Stirred up right now. We're gonna get back on, to man. It. We got Joe, Jamaican Ken, and Rev. You guys, hold on just for a minute. Let me woosah a little bit as we get to this break. When we come back, we'll get to you guys online.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back. Players Only back in the building for the second quarter of the show. We got Joe Mays and Sean Barber in the building. We arguing during the break.
Yes, we are.
Can't even get a sip of my soda, a drink, Red Bull, whatever I had, because we going back and forth about what is a linebacker and what's not a linebacker. If you weren't listening to us before in the first quarter, you can catch us on the radio.com app. But we got the text line open, Joe.
Yes, we do. We got a text from A63 saying Devin White is rated in the bottom in pass defense. Yeah, although that may be true. I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah. I believe it's four players. They have four players that's been burnt pretty consistently all year long. But that just shows you that they play a lot of man defense. And, of course, they're going to lose some. So our running backs need to take advantage of that. We got another text from the 913 saying Joe Mays was one bad mofo at NDSU.
Shut your mouth.
Appreciate you. Thanks. Appreciate you. We got somebody calling in. They seen me play at North Dakota State.
Miss Mays.
I like it.
Mrs. Mays, nope. don't be texting for him.
Nope.
Don't be texting for him, Mrs. Mays. You know you got to take care of the kids tonight.
Man, like that. Oh, man, got him. Miss Mays.
All right, we got the phone line. Let's go to Joe in Liberty. What's going on, Joe?
All right. Before they pumped the brakes on the running game this season, I thought Clyde was looking to be one of the top backs in the NFL this year. Whoever said Sammy Watkins is not as good as Scotty Miller, I don't even want to comment on that.
Karen Harrison, whatever his name is. C-Dot.
Karen.
In the drive. C-Dot at the drive. That buster.
And just remember, Chris Jones is going after Tom, and him and Tom have a feud. And he cannot wait to get a hold of Tom. But comparing Leonard Fournette to Clyde, Clyde makes him look like a bum. He made half the league look like a bum his rookie year, and I don't see him slowing down. Sammy Watkins is an elite receiver. I think he's better than Antonio Brown. That's my personal opinion. I'll let you guys argue, though.
We appreciate it, Joe. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, You know, I agree with a lot of what he said.
Yeah,
I don't think he was speaking anything that wasn't correct. The only thing I would say in regards to the direction that Clyde Edwards-Helaire was going is to me, and maybe you guys have a different opinion, mm-hmm. in the league, you have a higher propensity of coaches that will live and die with the ball in the hands of their best player.
Yeah.
Regardless of what position that person is in, right? So, in a situation where, with the Chiefs, who's the best player on the field? Patrick Mahomes.
So,
you are by nature going to abandon the run game more times because that doesn't allow the best player on the field to make a decision in the game.
Right.
It's the same thing with Josh Allen last week. He was the best player for the Bills, so he had the ball in his hands. And they abandoned the run
most of
the game.
Yep.
So I think, you know, we may never see the real true greatness of Clyde Edwards-Helaire because he's always going to be in the backfield with the best player on the field. So and that's one of the deals I think, you know, Barbershop, you played in Philly. There was always a 1-2 punch there. Not saying that they were the greatest running backs, but there was always a 1-2 punch. But because Donovan McNabb was the quarterback, I don't think you ever saw the fulfillment of greatness of Deuce Staley, Brian Westbrook, LeSean McCoy. They were great. They were Pro Bowlers. They had 1,000-yard seasons. But as far as, like, the greatness, like leaning on the big running back in Tennessee, that he's the best player. Derrick Henry. He's the best player on the field. So guess what? You're going to give him the most opportunities to handle the ball.
You know what? The thing about Brian Westbrook, and I'm going to say this, they used that guy all over the place.
Yeah.
So it was like it was McNabb. You know what? I think it might have been when I was there, it was McNabb and then Westbrook and then everybody else.
Yeah.
So the thing is about Westbrook, they had him in the backfield. They split him out wide. Like anytime that they needed to get the ball in or tried to get the ball in his hands, they did all different types of things, which is what Andy Reid is trying to do with Clyde Helaire.
But to go to your point, you said it was Donovan, then it was Brian,
and then
it was
everybody else.
Yeah. But everybody else here is Tyreek, Travis, and Sammy when he's healthy.
Yep.
So you got to climb in there.
Mecole Hardman.
You got to climb in there if you're Clyde Edwards-Helaire in a non-running offense.
And that's a great place to be, though, because you're not being forced to go out there and make a play, especially being a young guy. A lot of the times when these young guys come into the league, they're getting forced the ball. They're getting force-fed the ball all the time, and they're not necessarily prepared and ready for it.
Yep,
because
that's
at
true.
The end of the day, midway through the season, they're banged up, they're beat up. They're not, you know, getting the production that they want to get. They're not getting the yardage that they want to get, and they're getting creamed out there. So, I believe Clyde is in a great position where he at best, he's like the fifth or sixth best player, but he's able to go out there and do some damage.
Well, we appreciate that call. We're going to go back to the phone line. We got Jamaican Ken.
Jamaican Ken.
What's going on, Jamaican Ken?
Hey, what's up, you? I'm doing good, man. Hey, first of all, I want to shout out to the Marty family. And I know you guys played for him. And, he jump-started the Kansas City Chiefs in the football. So we just want to shout out to the family that we're praying for them. And hopefully come to and help us celebrate the Super Bowl. I'm seeing our prediction for this game, 41-31 Chiefs. And you know what Brady going to say? Well, I know I couldn't do it, but I want to pass the torch on to Patrick Mahomes since he's the greatest one so far. I pass the legacy on to Patrick Mahomes. That's what he's going to say for his excuse. Because Clark's going to knock him down several times on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Bumba Clark, we know what you're saying.
Yeah, man. You got it, man.
Nah. Thanks for calling, Jamaican Ken. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bro.
He talked about Marty, and obviously that's a huge story, and I will talk about that at the end of the show. But we appreciate the call, Jamaican Ken. I think we can squeeze one more in. Before the break, let's go to Rev in KC. What's going on, Rev?
Hey, what's going on tonight? You guys are fired up, man. I really appreciate you all. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick, I hear a lot of talk about Patrick Mahomes getting rushed, and he's going to be running around. And then a lot of people are not looking at. I don't think they're giving our defense enough credit. They feel like a lot of people are saying that Brady's going to have his field day, he's going to pick us apart.
We appreciate it. You know, two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah,
I mean, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. And yep. I kind of said all week, and I'll probably reference it again in the pregame show with Mitch, Michael Jordan played for the Wizards. They played the Lakers. When Michael Jordan was on the court, he was the greatest of all time. But at that time, Kobe Bryant was the best player on that court. That both can be true at the same time. So we have the luxury of, for the first time, I believe, actually probably the first time since Michael played Magic in the finals, that we're seeing the old greatest versus the new greatest on the biggest stage. And it's not a series like basketball, baseball, hockey, et cetera. It is a one-game opportunity for the two best to go head-to-head. And I don't know, during a pandemic and all the craziness of this year, the fact that we have this blessing as football fans, especially in the Chiefs Kingdom, makes it an amazing, amazing opportunity to witness something really, really special this weekend.
Yeah, and I tell you this. He mentioned about Mahomes, the Buccaneers getting the pass rush and having Mahomes move around. I mean, he's dangerous when he's moving around. When he's out of the pocket, he's just as dangerous as if he's in the pocket. So if they want to have that type of game where they have to eventually have a spy on them, which is going to pull them away from their original game plan, that is perfectly fine. Now, looking on the flip side, when it comes to Tom Brady, he's not mobile at all. So he's not good when it comes to moving outside of the pocket. He's great inside of the pocket, which, you know, you talked about Chris Jones being able to push – get some push up the middle, which is going to knock him off his spot, which that's where they have a great chance to, you know, force him into some turnovers and make some mistakes. But yeah, we got the best quarterback in the game. He's just as good in the pocket as he is out of the pocket. And I think, you know, if the Buccaneers want to play that type of game, they better be prepared for it.
Yeah, every offense comes out with a pre-planned pass clock. Every quarterback has a pass clock. How much time am I going to have to release the ball? I think with Tampa Bay, with Tom Brady, because he's immobile, that offensive line knows they only have about two and a half seconds before Frank Clark and Chris Jones and whoever else, Snead and Dirty Dan, is going to get there. So our defense on the back end can pre-plan for that. When you are rushing or blitzing or pressuring Pat Mahomes, that play clock can be up to 5-6 seconds. And defensively, you just cannot hold up coverage that long. So I talk about it like it's a risk-reward matrix. Everything in business has a risk-reward. Nothing in life is free. If you decide to blitz, pressure package, bring a rush against Pat Mahomes, the risk outweighs the reward. There's nothing statistically or on film that shows that that's the way to beat the Chiefs as far as bringing pressure. And so it would be foolish to do that, especially when you're already banged up on the back end. You're in such a, you don't have guys that can run vertical with our guys. And even in a zone defense, you don't have guys that can mirror and melt and stay with Kelsey and stay with Watkins underneath. So, I don't have any answers for what Tampa Bay should do defensively.
Yeah.
I just know if they do what they did in week 12, it's going to be
curtains.
Yeah. Curtain call.
Curtain game call. Blouses.
Uh-huh.
One last text before we go to break from the 954. I want to get to this because that's a Florida area code. So we got some fans maybe coming from Florida, might be down there in Florida waiting for this game. Guys, I can't wait to hear y'all's take on our D-backs secondary versus theirs. I've heard at least two people say they would take the Bucks over ours. What a joke. I can't wait to see us pick off Tom at least twice and shut these fools up.
Neil from Lone Jack.
Yes, Chiefs, sir. Run it back. We appreciate you, Neil. I'm right with you. I'll take out backfield any day of the week and twice on Sunday. But when we come back after halftime, we got a couple more calls, a few more texts, and we need to talk about some predictions as well. We'll get to it.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When you get to Tampa Bay, how much do you expect to pay for a bushel of corn? You don't know?
No.
About a buccaneer.
Oh, my God.
Y'all still laughing at that junk. Look at that.
You lucky. I'm real silly. And I like those kind of jokes because that one did make me giggle. It probably will.
About a buccaneer?
Just hearing that, it takes me to a text that we got from one of the fans. Where is that text at? Basically, we were paid to go out there and play football, not tell jokes. That text was from the 816. That was
putting you in your place, Barbershop. Yeah, you're just trying to make a funny.
Yeah, this is the people talking.
You know how many times somebody tried to put me in my place? Come on, forget about it.
And we're back, players only, for the third quarter. Sponsored by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help. Turn it into your next pursuit.
Every time you do that, I believe Barbershop should do it.
Dan from KC, we're going to get to you in 1 second, but I wanted to get back to a couple of positions to iron out in regards to matchups. Joe, what you got?
You know what? I'll go ahead and take our DB group versus their receivers. And I take our DB group. I mean, it makes it super simple for me. I mean, you know what? They do have some really, really good receivers over there. They have Mike Evans, who's one of the best receivers in the league.
Yep.
For sure. He's a guy. He's a big guy who can get up. He can run. He can run vertical. He can catch those intermediate passes, break a couple tackles, get upfield. So I really like him. They have another guy by the name of Scotty Miller. He's a quick, faster type of receiver. But he's nothing to really call home about. He made some noise saying that he was faster than Tyreek. Well, you know, whatever you say.
Which one was funnier? Scotty Miller or Barbershop's joke?
Oh, I get that Scotty Miller.
Scotty Miller. Yeah, that was funny. I've
been laughing on the inside ever since he said that.
I think you and everybody else. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to let him have that. But then they got Rob Gronkowski. He's more of a blocker nowadays. Yeah. I mean, he's not really a guy that can get up and down the field. Although he still has that huge pass radius,
pass radius.
Radius, yeah. Yep. So you know what? He can still be a factor at the end of the day, but I don't see it happening in this game. They got Cameron Brate. He's another good tight end. He's a guy that really played well the last couple of years, but he kind of took a back seat once Gronkowski came. And then Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin. Yep. Chris Godwin is a good receiver. Now, he suffers from drops.
Yeah.
That's his biggest problem. He drops the ball a ton.
Hands like feet.
Yeah, and they like to have him working out of the slot. He can work some moves here and there, but, you know, I think we have the DBs that'll be able to take care of those guys for sure.
And let me, I'm gonna give Godwin a little bit of credit. When you don't know where the ball gonna be because your quarterback ain't accurate anymore, it's very hard to assume and be a high catch guy when the ball is almost anywhere. So let's talk about that with Tom Brady's accuracy. The second thing is like I just want to make it so crystal clear to people how easy it is at this point in his career to be Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. If the team ain't rushing you, he goes second level or deep. If the team does rush him, he's throwing hot route. He's throwing something get out of, like, that's his two reads. Yeah. If he feels pressure, the ball coming out fast. Mm-hmm. He don't want to get hit. He don't want to even be close to being hit. So he's getting the ball check down, tight end, running backs. Expect the ball come if we pressure. If we just play zone or play man or something simple, then he's going to let the routes, right? They're going to let him mature.
Yeah.
And see if there's a second window or a deep route that comes open. Like, it's so easy to know where the ball's going with him. And that's what I think has led, even in the last game with the Green Bay Packers, having four or five opportunities to get defensively to get their hands on the ball. Three picks last game.
Yep. Yeah. I will say this, and definitely in line with both of you guys, this must really be a holiday because to add on to your points, Barbershop, if I would have told you before the season that Tom Brady would be the quarterback of the Buccaneers, they would be in the Super Bowl, and the receivers that got them there in the playoffs was not Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin. You would have had me go get drug tested and COVID tested at the same time.
He's back in New England.
Right? But the fact is that Tom Brady's biggest targets in the playoffs have been Leonard Fournette and Cameron Brate, which goes along exactly with what your point was, Barbershop, and he's trying to get rid of the ball quickly.
Yep.
As close to the line of scrimmage as possible, and he recognizes, which is a credit to him being the greatest, we are better off with those guys having the ball in their hands quickly running downhill versus me backpedaling trying to throw it somewhere else.
You know what else he recognized? His offensive line will not give him enough time to be able to look to his first and second options. Yep. I mean, I've seen numerous games these guys playing where his tackles didn't really give him a chance. He's so used to having a great left tackle. Nowadays, it's to the point where he'd be lucky to get the ball off on a three-step.
Got a bullfighter out there.
He got an Olay guy out there. Yeah, he just go ahead and just move that towel out of the way and let the guys get him. I mean, I think, you know, that's the greatness about Tom Brady, though. He understands the strengths, the weaknesses, how he can, you know, make some plays happen, and just where he just have to flat out just, you know, try to get rid of the ball to save, you know, the down, to save his body. I mean, you know, I think he's just great in that way.
Yeah, he is absolutely great. And yep, while we're talking about greatness, I guess we got to go to the phone line.
Yeah, we do.
Let's Dan go to the phone KCK. Line. Dan and KC, what's going on?
Hi, Dan. Hi, Joe. Hi, Sean. Before I say anything, thoughts go out from Marty Schottenheimer. Wishing him the best. Not one get to the game. We're predicting my score. 35-10, Chiefs. The Buccaneers are doing a lot of talking. And Jean-Pierre Paul's going to find out who Mike Remmers is. And the offensive line's going to play great with Wiley and Swinuski. And I think defense is going to do real good. I think Chris Jones is going to get a couple sacks. And Frank Clark's going to get a couple sacks, and Tyron Matthews going to get a couple interceptions. And Dane, I want to ask you this question. Have you forgiven Lynn Elliott for missing those field goals in the playoffs? And when Marty was coaching, do you think that you should have started Gannon instead of Gerbach? Because a few fans were kind of hard on about that. So, anyways, take care of yourself, guys.
Mm. That was a great transition by me going from greatness. We were talking about the GOAT to the great call of Dan. And Dan, I appreciate your call. We appreciate the energy. And Dan, I will say this, that it was terrible that you brought up that game with Lynn Elliott kicking a field goal and missing all those field goals and that situation with Elvis Gerbach and Rich Gannon, because it is still something sore to my heart right now. I'm trying to enjoy myself in this Super Bowl run and this opportunity to run it back. And you brought up a terrible, terrible time in the history of Dane and Hughes wearing a Chiefs uniform. But we appreciate it, Dan. That's my Dan imitation.
I like it, Dan.
I was close.
I like the energy.
That was affectionately. That's all love, Dan. We appreciate you calling each and every week with that energy that's going to get us another Super Bowl championship.
Yep.
But yeah, there was some controversy at those decisions back then, Dan.
I mean, Dan wants to know how you feel about it.
I just told him I think I did all right. I think Julio, you said all right.
No, you said a little hurt. Did you say you brought up some bad?
I'm still hurt. Yeah,
you know. How hurt are you?
On my way home, I got to stop at my counselor.
On a scale that's of 1 to 10,
how does your heart feel? Your heart feel good?
Let us know, man.
Usa.
Come on, let us know. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Let the people know. We're here for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Usa, guys. Usa.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, well, let's go quickly to the text line before we hit this last break of the show from the 816. Been listening to national talk shows for the last 2 weeks. Very few mentioned Sammy Watkins. He will contribute something significant, and our defense don't go head up with their defense, our offense to theirs. Our defense is good enough to keep Brady in check. Theirs is not. It doesn't matter if they have more players that subjectively are ranked higher than our defense.
He can read, ladies and gentlemen. He sure can.
Tougher than the ACT.
I'm going to beg all our listeners, stay off of Pro Football Focus. And hope Pro Football Focus is not a sponsor of the radio station. But man, these stats, this is not the time to get bogged down by statistics.
Yeah.
A stat ain't never got a sack, ain't never made a catch, ain't never thrown a touchdown.
Amen.
Forget about the stat. Watch the game. Watch last week's AFC Championship game. Watch last week's NFC Championship game. Whichever one of those teams you think are executing at the highest level, that's making plays.
At this game.
At this time of the season. That's the team you need to support.
Yep. Amen. Well, with that, we're going to go to break, the last break of the show. When we come back, we got a few more text messages. We got to talk about the predictions. I'm going to put it all on the line. Nostradanin, Sean Stradamus, Jostra, whatever.
Jostra, no name.
We're going to put it all on the line. Our reputation's on the line. The rights to call ourselves one of those names for the rest of the year through Players Only in 2021 regular season. All right, we're going to do that next.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
We're back, Chiefs Kingdom, Players Only, the fourth quarter of the show, the last segment before the Super Bowl. Joe Mays, Sean Barber, and myself, Damon Hughes, we are here, we are ready, we are amped up. And it is almost time to get the party started down in Tampa. Guys, we got the text line active from the 913 Clowns. saying Marty couldn't draft a quarterback. Marty goes two bolts and drafts Breeze and Rivers. Yeah, you know what? Things happen.
Yep.
From the text line, you got anything, Joe?
Yeah, let's see. Text from 913 says, Spags knows Brady in the Super Bowl. Hey, Spag is a great defensive coordinator. He's going to find Brady's weakness and attack it, which, I mean, his weakness is probably on the edges with those tackles. I'm not even going to lie to you. And, of course, he's going to have Chris Jones pushing the pocket up the middle. So, yeah, he's going to attack that for sure.
Yeah, I think every DC has the same game plan as far as when you're attacking guys that have a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. You got to find a way to disguise your coverage long enough to get home. And it's very simple. How good is your team that you can hold back a few disguises, a couple of secondary rotation of safeties and corner playing certain leverages? If you have to show all of your defensive coverages all season long to win ball games, then a guy like Brady, he looks at film, he knows exactly what you're in. But when you have the opportunity to play the way we've played, right, when you're just fine-tuning things each season, each game, and allowing the offense to outscore people, and then you're just winning ball games, it's, you know, gradually getting better. Now, when it comes to postseason, you got about five or six coverages he ain't seen yet.
He
got some things left in your holster. So I think that's what comes down to.
All right, we got Big Al. Last call of the show before the Super Bowl. Big Al, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate listening to you. Hey, just a couple of things real quick. So on the quarterback – or on the – I'm sorry, offensive line first. Obviously, last year in the Super Bowl, we got hammered pretty good, even though we came back at the end, you know, pressured all game long, right, as you guys saw. So I wanted to get your thoughts on what you thought about the – you know, how our offensive line looks for – obviously for Sunday – that being one. And then the other thing that I wanted to get your comments on is, you know, since Brady you know, beat us in the 2018 AFC Championship in Kansas City here. Don't you think, do you think it's personal now for the Chiefs as a whole to not let that happen for this? Because I've got relatives in Boston, for instance, and they're basically saying, you know, they think their Patriots are down in Florida, right? Because Brady and Gronk are there. I wanted to kind of get your thoughts there, and I wanted to see what you think if Mahomes and the Chiefs lose.
Yeah,
you think it's worse, or I mean, do you think it's going to be more devastating for that to happen than not to be able to catch Brady with seven, let's say, or the other way around?
We appreciate the call, Big Al. Sorry to rush you off. I think the head-to-head matchup with Mahomes and Brady is a great story. Retribution from that AFC championship. And from our O-line's perspective, we just got to protect.
Yep,
take it personal.
It. Yep.
At this point, it's just about taking it personal and being technically sound and on the same page with everybody else with all the tricks. Guys, we got predictions. We only got a couple of minutes. What's your prediction?
You know what? I'm going with the Chiefs, of course, winning the game 31-17. This is the first time I put numbers behind my predictions.
There you go. All right. Barbershop?
I'm going Chiefs big, 40 against Tampa Bay, 27.
All right. And I am going 33-24. Chiefs win. We all got the Chiefs winning. We got the scores different. Sean Stradamus, Nostradanin. You're not Duracell Dan. What are you?
No.
Jostradamus? The right to have a name for next season all leans on this. And hopefully y'all are back with us for Players Only, a championship version next week after we bring the trophy back. But as I close out the show, we got a couple of minutes. One of the callers had mentioned earlier about Marty Schottenheimer and all the Chiefs fans in the Chiefs kingdom. Love Marty, love what he was able to do in resurrecting this Chiefs organization on the field, bringing magic to this town and to the Chiefs kingdom in the late 80s and through the 90s. Marty was my coach my entire career with Kansas City. I had the luxury of having lunch with and playing golf with his son, Brian Schottenheimer, a couple years ago. I had a long conversation that was right around the time the E60 came out with Marty and Big Pat, his wife, coaching him through. And you can see the effects of the Alzheimer's. It's gotten worse. He is now in hospice. And our prayers and condolences go to he and his family. A great, great man that impacted me in my life and many of my former teammates' lives in such a great fashion. It's unfortunate that a debilitating disease like that can take away the memory and take away his faculties, and we're just praying for him because I know I would not be here if it was not for him. The leadership he displayed, the confidence he had in me in things that I didn't even have confidence in myself on. He knew how to tap into that and bring out the best in me, and I know some of my Chiefs ambassadors and former teammates would echo that as well. So prayers for the Schottenheimer family, guys. We got the predictions, and we have hopefully, prayerfully, another Chiefs Super Bowl that we're celebrating next week on Thursday's edition of Players Only. Check us out on the radio.com app, and we'll talk to you next week. Go Chiefs. Peace.
Go Chiefs.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.